Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Russ Terry, the creator and executive producer of the Life Coach Radio Network. We are having some slight technical difficulties. Tiffany Dixon, are you there? All right, please bear with me while I try to help Tiffany get on the air. Hopefully we will be on the air for you in just a couple minutes. So hold tight. You can also listen online. I see we have a lot of people calling the switchboard, but you can listen to us live online at blogtalkradio.com/lifecoachradionetwork. That's blogtalkradio.com/lifecoachradionetwork. Hold on one second. We will be live as soon as I can get Tiffany's mic live. Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here, Russ.
Okay, Tiffany, I am going to let you take it away. I have a client that I'm going to call now and go for it. Are you good to go?
I'm good to go.
All right. Best of luck. Have an awesome show.
Thank you, Russ.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about the difficulty.
No,
I am not by profession a radio talk show host. This is if I could just ask for everyone to mute their mic because I'm getting a lot of feedback. Okay, can everyone hear me clearly? Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just going to go. And sorry for the inconvenience in the beginning. As I was saying, I'm Tiffany Dixon, your style coach today, hosting my very first Me Optimized show, where we're going to be going over body image and beauty issues that you can work through in order to discover your personal style. Now, just to give you a background on myself, I started about 5 years ago when I was a project manager over at Goldman Sachs and just felt very disconnected from who I was feeling on the outside and how that looked and how that felt on the inside. Has anyone ever related to that? Like how you feel on the inside just has nothing to do with the way you look on the outside? Any callers on the line? Okay, caller, can I get you to identify yourself and give me your feedback?
Oh, my name is Tiffany, and I've definitely had that feeling before.
Okay. And where did you experience that? Was it at work or was it every day?
At work, typically.
At work. Okay. Well, the good news is today we're going to go over just 4 simple steps that I've created that will help us to not necessarily dig too deep into your personal style, but to definitely be able to help you find personal style voice. Because for me, I've noticed that in times where I'm feeling, like we said, disconnected, I look in the mirror and what I'm seeing just isn't what I'm feeling, it's because there's something that's going on the inside. It could be that we're not in a relationship that we should be in. It could be that we're not in the right career that we should be in. It could be that we're not eating healthy foods that we should be eating. But something is going on, and I found that the best way to discover what that is to get yourself very, very quiet. So let's go ahead and dig in. The very first thing that I'm going to recommend is spending at least 48 hours off of social media, all of social media. Talking on Facebook, to Twitter, to even Blog Talk Radio, but not right now because I'm sure everyone's enjoying my fabulous radio show. So the reason why I'm saying that we should stay off of social media is because you're just inundated with too many opinions that are outside of your natural opinion. Let me ask you guys this. Have you ever been having, like, you know, may not be the best day ever. It may just be like a, you know, terrible, but it wasn't the best, but I'm happy for it. And then you log on to Facebook and you see, oh, enjoying myself at the border of Hawaii. Oh, I'm with my boyfriend. Isn't he hot? Oh, I just look at my new car. And then suddenly you crash. Has that, I mean, don't, guys, don't leave me hanging. I know I'm not the only one that this has happened to. I've wanted to slam my iPad against the door before. Hello, call it anyone this has happened to. Or you're like, I'm feeling, you know, not too cute today in my outfit. I didn't work out. And you look at some chick, ooh, woo, working out 7 miles today. And you're like, who the hell asked you to come into my room? You. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it really, really bothers me when that happens. And because of that, I try to spend a regular, maybe at least 3 to 4 hours of my waking moments where I'm not on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest or anywhere else where people can tell me that their life seemingly is better than mine. Has anyone experienced that with social media?
Yes, I have.
Okay, caller, can I ask you to identify yourself? Name.
Hello, I'm Queen.
Hi, Queen. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for calling. So you said that you've experienced having a decent day, and then you log on to Facebook or Twitter or something, and it kind of upsets you because of things that you're seeing.
Plenty of times, and it's all because of I wasn't happy or where I'm at in life. So, of course, when I log on, I will see other people interacting, doing something that I want to do, and it makes me feel some type of way. But it also motivates me in some sorts, but it also makes me feel a certain type of way.
Right. And I'm really happy that you say that it's motivating because, listen, I'm not saying that we should stay off of Facebook and all of social media forever. However,
right,
it is we do spend some time off of social media because, like you said, it can be very motivating. A lot of my Facebook friends are life coaches, so I get a lot of, you know, really good nuggets of information and things that I should do. But there are those days, even if it's something simple like, you know what, I'm in bed for the night, I've had dinner, you have that one friend that'll post, like, some greasy, gravy, dripping pork chops, and you're like, oh. And then they... So you do need... Just you're not on there at all so that you can just get back into your thoughts and so that you can really get centered and be able to make your lifestyle and where you are, okay? So, Queen, thank you so much for your comment.
No problem.
The next item that I have on the list is actually this at home is very as a staff coach, I can't tell you how many times I visit a closet, and women are saying, "Ah, you know, I don't really like this. I hate this piece. Every time I see it, it just makes me feel fat." So the second thing I want you ladies to do, or ladies and gentlemen to do, get rid of anything that makes you feel fat. If it makes you feel fat, if it makes you feel skinny, if it reminds you of your ex-boyfriend, reminds you of your job, you hate it, get rid of it. I don't care how much you pay for it. It doesn't need to be there because it's screwing up your style energy. Hold on 1 second. I'm having some technical difficulties. I'm hearing myself on an echo. I just want to get rid of that. Excuse me 1 second. Okay, so I'm not exactly sure why I'm hearing an echo, so I'm going to continue to talk through it. If it bothers any of my listeners, please do let me know. You can either do that via Twitter or Facebook. You can tweet me at PIFFINY @Tiffany_Dixon. And you can also find me on Facebook at Tiffany Dixon. Okay? So getting back into the second topic that I was talking about, getting rid of items in your closet that you don't want. Just follow me for a second. If you go to bed, and I hope you're going to bed dressed in something that you like not wearing, and I hope you're going to bed wearing something that you like, not wearing something like an old T-shirt or something like that, because that just sets you up for more, how should I say this, more blah wear in the morning. You know, if you wake up and you're already looking in the mirror and you're like, oh, I'm wearing an old T-shirt from 4 boyfriends ago, who cares? What are you going to do? You're still going to get up and say, okay, let me get these sloppy pants because no one cares anyway, right? So now let's fast forward to the night before. Hopefully, if you're one of my clients, which is what I try to encourage them to do, it's to get lingerie for yourself or a fabulous pair of pajamas. And lingerie doesn't mean that you have to be wearing teddies all the time, okay? It just means you're wearing something that feels nice on your skin and something that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you appreciate. Now, you're up, it's 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., whatever time you wake up. You're wearing this fabulous piece that you already love. You look in your closet, and there's that damn dress that you've been trying to get in for 4 months. How much will that piss you off before you get dressed? I don't know. Have any of you ever experienced this before, where you're all ready and you're live and you're hyped, and then you look in your closet and all you see is stuff that you either don't like, you can't wear, or you wore something that you never.
Hello?
Has anyone experienced with this? Yes. Did I hear someone?
Yes, I have.
Hi, do I have one or two people saying that they have?
Well, I just said I have. My name is Nikki.
Oh, hi, Nikki. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, I'm fine. Hi.
So I understand that you've had an experience where you've looked in your closet and you were discouraged by some of the items that you've seen?
Yes.
Okay. So was things that you were, like, trying to fit in or a trend that just didn't really work for you? Can you, like, tell me a little bit more about it so I understand it?
Shirts, basically shirts, because I like to wear my arms out, and shirts that I see today, like the cami shirt or shirts with long sleeves or three quarters or no sleeves, but it's dressy. It depends on the type of material also. So it's like a whole lot of things I don't like about some of the clothes.
Now, so what I'm hearing is you're seeing in your closet a lot of shirts that you don't like, and the shirts that you don't like are like the cami sleeves that kind of fit tightly around the arm, right above the elbow.
Yes, and around the waist.
Around the waist. Now, are there other shirts that you prefer more?
Yeah, like the thin material shirt. I don't know what kind they are. Like the tunic.
The tunic shirts.
Have you ever heard of them? Yeah. So I like those.
Absolutely.
With the way they fit on me. I don't like it, but I like them. I like the style of the tunic, but when I put them on, I don't like it.
Well, here's the thing. The tunic shirt is actually the opposite of the other shirt that you're talking about, which is a good thing, because what you've now done, listeners, this will be good for everyone too. What Nikki has done is said, you know what, I don't like this style. This here is a style that I like because it's more flattering for me. So as her style coach, I'm going to say, well, you know what, all of those other shirts that have the binding around the waist and the arms, get rid of them now because they have no purpose there. It would be better for you mentally if you had only two tunics in your closet, because at least when you opened it, your closet will embrace you, theoretically. You know, instead of you looking in your closet and you're already feeling ashamed, embarrassed, you're already envisioning yourself going to work, kind of pulling on the sides of your shirt, hoping that it stays down. So if I were you, I would just completely get rid of the shirts that have the tight-fitting arms and around the waist, and go with tunics.
Okay.
For now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, and if you need any more, like, one-on-one help, or if you have a quick question, I'm going to go ahead and give you, as well as everyone else on the call, my my email and my Twitter. My email is tiffany@yourmeal, that's T-I-F-F-I-N-Y, at yourmeal.com. You can email me there, or you can reach me on Twitter at TIFFINY_DIXON. Okay? And thank you so much, Nikki, for dialing in.
Okay, thank you.
Did I have another caller on the line who wanted to make a comment about this issue?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
I'm doing well. My name is Veronica. How are you?
I'm well, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. So you were saying that you can relate to the issue of waking up in the morning and looking at your closet and just going, ugh, what is this?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I have a couple of pieces of clothing that every time I wear it, I say, I hate this shirt. But I can't understand why I don't get rid of it. I might not like the way it fits.
Why do you keep wearing it?
I have no idea. I don't really realize it until I put it on and then wear it out. But I never throw it out. I feel like I'm throwing away clothing, or I'm getting rid of something that's useful. But I have a couple of pieces of clothing that I have a particular shirt that I just, every time I wear it, I don't really like it. But I always find myself still putting it on, and it might not be that often, but I still won't get rid of it. I don't understand what the problem is or why it's so difficult for me to get rid of clothing that I don't really care for.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you grow up in a household with several siblings?
Yes.
Well, that might be why. A lot of times when I meet people who are like, I just can't get rid of my clothing, it's usually because they grew up with a lot of siblings. And if anyone has grown, I was the only child, so I don't really know. I was spoiled. But if you've grown up with a lot of siblings, you're like, I can't get rid of my clothing because now I have to pass it down to my younger sister, or, you know, I'm getting clothing from my older sister. So if I say I don't like it, I might get teased or bullied, or my mom might say, listen, this money has to stretch far. So I don't know, does that sound like something that you may have experienced when you were younger?
Yeah, it does, but at the same time, I think that it's because sometimes my finances, I'm on a budget. So I might go in the store, and I'll go straight to the clearance rack, and I'll end up picking up a shirt, and not particularly that I like it, but I'll get it because it's on sale. So a lot of times I think that my main issue is just buying things because maybe I found it at the secondhand store, or I got it more cheaper, but not particularly because I like it. But when I find that when I invest in a piece that I really like, I might spend a little more on it, but I get it because I really like it. Those are the items that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think
I
that it might.
I'm sorry. I find two things here. I find that sometimes people have an item that they like, and they're almost afraid to wear it frequently because they like it so much. Does that happen to you?
Am I afraid to? Not really, because if I like something, I will wear it a couple of times.
You will wear it. Okay. So we've got to figure out why you keep wearing this one particular item that you don't like. Is it because you've seen it on other people and it really looks hot on them? So you're like, you know, maybe one day it'll – are you thinking it'll suddenly change the way it looks?
I don't even know what it is. Like I said, it's a couple of pieces of clothing that I just can't seem to get rid of, but I honestly don't, it's not like my favorite. I don't, like, what I'm trying to do is get to the point where I only have in my closet what I like, but I feel like once I throw away everything I don't like, I'm going to be down to probably a couple of pieces.
Well, here's the thing. You know, with our wardrobes, it's very much like dating. A lot of times, you know, think about it. At some point, we've all, if not all, many of us have been in a relationship that we shouldn't be in for so long, and it feels like you're just afraid to break up and start fresh. but there's nothing wrong with breaking with this clothing that you don't like and starting fresh. You may very well be left with almost nothing in your closet, but the good news is I'm going to actually send you a list of 30 die-hard items that you have to have in your closet in order to build a functional wardrobe. So that way, once you get rid of things that you don't need, you're not going to panic, because then you'll have the list from me that I'll send you that'll say, okay, go through this list. First off, check the items that you do have. Now, on the side, put down the list of items that you don't have from the master list. And then you can really start to rebuild from there. Because if you really think about it, your wardrobe is really not functioning and it's not supporting you or your lifestyle. At least that's what I'm hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. So, again, if you have a pen and paper, but I'm just going to give my email address again so that you have that. That's TISSINY@YOURMEO.com. And that goes along for any of the other callers who are on the line. If you would like a free copy of the 30 basic items you need to build a working group, you can go ahead and email me, and I will shoot that right over to you. Now, if we do not have any more questions for the second item, I'll be moving on to the third. Are there any more questions on the second item we're going over today?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
How are you? Yes.
Hi. My name is Trine.
Hi, Trine. How are you?
I'm fine. I do have another question about what you were just talking about. My issue is that I I have a lot of items in my closet, but the problem is that with the type of profession that I'm in, which is just cleaning, I tend to just throw on anything. And I feel like all my clothes in my closet is just going to waste.
Okay.
I know.
So your problem is you have all these lovely clothing.
Well, I won't say lovely, but I have nice pieces, and I have some pieces. But I tend to go in my closet and look and be like, oh, what can I wear today? But like I said, my profession is really just cleaning, painting, and I do also go out and go on, corporate things also. But I think I tend to just still go out there and still look like I'm about to clean or paint.
I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me recently, right? Recently, I've been really on the go between Baltimore and New York a lot. So I've been wearing a lot of flat shoes, right? Just like flats every day. I'm getting really comfortable and honestly really lazy. So then I show up at a and I'm wearing my suit. I think I'm looking good. And I put on my, we all have those heels that are just for like walking from the car to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then you have
that
are, I have at least 2 or 3 hours in my heels. So I have on my 2 to 3 hour heels, and I'm 20 minutes in, and my feet are like, yeah, right, take me off, right?
Yes.
And really, you know what? I had allowed myself, and particularly my feet, to get way too comfortable, and sometimes that happens. And from you, what I'm hearing is because, of course, it feels good to just throw on your sweats or your scrubs or whatever it is you're cleaning in, and, it's comfy. No one has to, you're thinking, no one is looking at you. So you're like, oh, I'll just do this. Oh, it's Saturday. I don't have to work today. But it's so easy to just put on anything. But you know what, Trine? It's easy to put on anything that looks good, too. Loungewear is very to wear. Actually, the next show that I'll be doing, which is next Thursday, we're going to be talking about debunking the myth of I don't have enough time. So I really hope that you call in next. That show will be specifically for you because I want to dig into the issue
sure
with you.
Will. I sure will be listening. Yes, I will.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling in, Shanae.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, lady, listen up. The next item on my list for discovering your personal style is to visit a reputable based store and have your measures. Now, the reason why I am so strong emphasizing reputable is because I went to Victoria's Secret, which most, if not every woman I know, has gone to Victoria's Secret and they've had their bra size. Now, I will tell you, I'm a small framed woman. I'm about anywhere between a size 2 and a 4. And for the longest time, I had bras in all sizes in my drawer. I had 34 Ds, I had double Ds, I had Cs, I had Bs, I had everything, and nothing worked. And I would go to Victoria's Secret wearing a 34C, obviously falling out of it, and she would say something like, oh, you're a B cup. And I'm like, no, and I'm not a B cup because I'm falling out of this one. And it just makes you so uncomfortable. If you're in the corporate world, you know, you're fighting with the buttons on your shirt. If you're, you know, in a more dressed-down world where you can wear a T-shirt to work, you're fighting with what I like to call breast diarrhea. We all know what that is, when your boobs are just kind of like falling out of your bra and you can see it through a T-shirt. So what I would like you to do is go to a reputable store, lingerie store, where this is their business. They're not turning around their salesman. It's not a college student who's been at Victoria's Secret for 6 weeks. She just started wearing a training bra last month, so what does she know about your size? So I'm going to recommend, I'm sorry, my lovely assistant here just brought me some water. I'm going to recommend that you visit Jornell, which is on Mercer Street in New York City. I'm not sure if everyone here is from New York City, but if you are not, I will get the address for you based in Maryland. And the reason why I say this store is because, like I said, I had bras from all walks of life in my wardrobe. And when I left Jornell, I walked out of there with a bra size that I'd never even heard of, made complete sense. My posture was so much better. And I ended up with a 28E. Now, what I learned from that experience was when you visit stores like Century 21 or Macy's or Marshall's or Target or wherever we're buying our bras from, they're only going to have a certain range. Just like when you go to a shoe store, if you happen to be smaller than a 6 or larger than a 10, you're kind of out of luck because, oh, we don't carry those sizes. You have to go to the warehouse for that. Well, the same goes for your bra sizes. And another thing that I want to point out to you, you will be a different bra size in different types of bras. So your everyday T-shirt bra, which I like to call the SUV, that bra size will be your traditional straight up. For me, it's a 28E. Now, if I want to go a little bit more va-va-voom and I want to show cleavage, then I'm going to go for a balconette bra. And what a balconette bra will do, it will cut very low on the breast, almost just above your nipple area. So that way you can confidently show your breast or your cleavage without feeling like they will fall out. So in that one, I will take a cup size that's smaller than an E. So as I'm babbling on about bra sizes, does anyone relate to this, not being able to kind of pinpoint what bra size you are?
Hi, Tiffany. My name is Michelle, and I live in Maryland. And I am busty, and I have a problem because I'm constantly adjusting my bra because I'm popping out. And I can't, it's frustrating because, you know, I can't buy the cute, fancy, fun, sexy bras because they don't fit me. And if I do buy them, again, I'm constantly popping out. So if you could send me that information of where I can go to get properly fitted, sized, or get good, decent bras, or even fun, sexy bras where I don't have to constantly adjust myself, that would be great.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to say to you, if you have a pen and paper, I have a website that is perfect for you.
Okay.
What they do is soon as you log into the website, the first thing you're going to do is put in your bra size, and then it will only show you bras that they have available in your size, which makes it fun because then you don't have to fall in love with a bra that you can't fit anyway, and they have all sizes. So the name of that website is herroom.com. I'm going to go ahead and spell it out for you. It's H-E-R-R-O-O-M.com.
Okay.
And I'm not from the Baltimore area, but I do realize that I have a few callers who are. So what I'm going to do for you ladies, I'm going to find a Jornell in your area or a store similar to that, and on the next show, I'll come back to you guys with an address and information for a physical store. But for now, I highly recommend Her Room for two reasons. You can put in your bra type, and it will only show you bras in your size. Then they also have a sale section, which that's awesome because, you know, as you get into, like, a really quality bra, the prices will go up. And there's one more thing that I do like about them. You can return your bras, and they won't give you, like, a hassle. If it arrives and it doesn't fit, you can send it back just like Zappos.
Perfect. Right. Thank you for the information.
Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle. Okay. And are there any more questions, or are we free to move on to the next item? Do we have any men on the line? Because contrary to what people believe, undergarments are not only for women, they're also for men. So if there are any guys on the line who are struggling with their own body and beauty image issues, please don't be shy. We're here to help. It's not like we're on Skype. I can't see you anyway. So any questions? Nope. Okay, so now I'm going to move into the fourth and final item that you'll need to do in order to discover your style voice. And this one is really open-ended. The one thing that I wanted to drive home about style is that in order to have style, you need to be able to express your form of creativity freely. And a lot of times I find that people are saying things like, I'm not creative. I don't know what to do. We're human beings. We are the leader of the animal species because, you know, we are in some way an animal. And because of that, we are able to create. So if you are able to create, and you can create anything, if you pull out a pen and paper now and you draw a box, you just created a box. Therefore, you are able to create your own personal style, which if and when done perfectly will look like no one else out there because that is the goal. Don't want to look like anyone in a magazine. You don't want to look like anyone you see on your TV. You don't even want to look like your twin sister. So how do we do that? How do we get this, like, creative juices to start flowing? Before I go into it, I'm just curious. Does anyone have a special way that they get their own creative juices going? No? Okay. So I will share with you all the fourth way. The fourth way is to go somewhere that sparks an emotion in you. For me, as corny as it might be, it would be either a museum or a live concert. Because there's something about going to a live concert and seeing an artist really go into their zone and just be authentically who they are that gives me the courage to say, you know what? This outfit I'm wearing tomorrow, I really can't decide which pair of shoes I want to wear with it. And honestly, when I try this outfit on in the mirror with both pairs of shoes, I like how it looks when I wear two different shoes. So that's what I'm going to do. So for me, when I really want to kind of give my creative style juices a boost, I'll just go somewhere where I feel encouraged by other artists. And that will give me the strength to say, you know what? I know people might look at me weird. They may say, what is she doing? But I'm going to do it anyway because this is my personal style. and this is me optimized. This is what I like to do. Does that resonate with anyone out there? No? Okay, so let me just recap what we have here. So far for the evening, we've gone over the four starter steps you'll need to find your personal style and to hear your personal style voice. The first one is to get off of social media, just because it can be a little bit depressing at times if you're having a good day or if you're having, you know, an okay day, and then you look up and you see, oh, I went to work today and so-and-so's on vacation. You don't know how hard that person had to work for their vacation, so it's really, you know, sad to kind of relate yourself to that person when you're not in their shoes. So just take a step back, get off of social media, and just allow yourself to hear your own thoughts and your opinions about what's going on in your life and in your world. The second item is to go through your closet and get rid of anything that makes you feel awful. If it's something that makes you feel fat, if it's something that makes you feel skinny, if it reminds you of an ex-husband, whatever it is, just get rid of it. Because when you wake up in the morning and that's the first thing you have to look at before getting dressed, it already puts your style mood in a very dark place. The third item is to visit a notable lingerie store so that you can have yourself sized professionally. Because I know someone on the line has had to have gone and had themselves measured, and you can literally feel the difference in your back and your posture. You feel like the buttons on your shirt just aren't pulling anymore. You just feel so much more pulled together. The fourth item is visit a place, whether it be a museum or a live concert, or it could even be, let's see, it could even be taking a walk across the bridge. Any place that makes you feel more alive will put you in touch with your creative side. And your creative side is really what you want to tap into as you begin to fine-tune your personal style. I really hope that everyone was able to get something out of the call. Does anyone else have any questions for me today? Okay. Like I said, I will be coming back next week, Thursday, to talk about debunking the myth behind I don't have time to wear something decent. I hate that myth, and I'm going to go to bat with anyone who says that they don't have time. I want you to prove to me how much time it takes so I can prove to you that it really doesn't take that much time to look amazing. Again, I thank you all for tuning in to the very first episode of Me Optimized, where we are helping people work through their body and beauty image issues. And feel free to contact me at tiffiny@yourmeal.com, or you can always tweet me at tiffiny_dixon. Stay well, everyone, and stay optimized.